Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hey there, Mark Sorrell with the Plan Vision Podcast, and I'm going to make you feel good today. You're an index investor, right? You weren't born that way, I don't think. But you are now a passive investor. Pretty sure you listen to this podcast. At some point or another in your life, you joined the group, the cult, made the conversion. You've become a believer, at least moderate believer. Likely, though, most of you listening to this are pretty much full-on believers. But you might occasionally feel, wonder if you're kind of a little bit of a lone. Are you a loner in this thing? You can go to the Bogleheads conference, but that's not even really that many people. It's kind of a one-off situation. What about in your house? Are you alone on this one? Your family, your friends, your colleagues, what are they? A lot of these people work with advisors, smart people, these advisors, nice offices. And they're doing things that you're not doing with your investments. They're involved. They pay money for these things, this guidance, this advice. You might be fearful that you're missing out on something. And it can be difficult at times to just sit there and do nothing. And this is not how we're trained for the most part. We are trained to take charge of different aspects of our life, take charge of our health, our relationships, our careers, do something about it. Make something happen. We're trained to be proactive. For many people, these are very important tools that you can develop. Take ownership of your life. It's how you can achieve personal and professional success. Well, this way of investing is almost the opposite of, well, everything else. The less you do with your investments, the more you ignore them, the better you're told that you'll do when you're an index investor. Well, you're not alone. There's many of us out here. In fact, I've thought about recently maybe coming off the line of clothing. You know, shirts, hats, armbands, like indexer, it would say indexer on it. So we'd all know each other. Maybe headbands, maybe they'll make a comeback. I don't see those very much anymore. Wristbands. I'm coming up on Halloween, and I suggested to my daughters that they should be indexers for Halloween. I hadn't thought that through. Like, how would you be an indexer? Maybe you walk around with clothing that just doesn't stand out at all. I haven't really thought it through that well, but they're not going to do that anyway. But you're an indexer, and can you stick with it? Do you feel alone, as I mentioned? As I mentioned above, there's others that are doing things that must make sense. With advisory firms and their own research, they're more active, they're more engaged. But I'm going to set you at ease a bit. If you do wonder every once in a while if you're doing the right thing, and I'm sure even some of the most hardcore indexers might have a moment here or there, probably good fades. For me, I never have those moments. I'm pretty committed. But who else is doing this? Endowments, foundations, pension systems, some of the biggest pension systems in the world. Index virtually all of their money. Large defined contribution plans are offering, many of them are offering primarily index fund choices. I believe the largest retail investments in the world are the Vanguard Target Date funds, which are awesome index choices to plan for your future at the retail level. When I ran my 401k business, which I gave up gladly a few years ago, one of the positions that I took with my clients is I would take the legal responsibility, the financial and legal responsibility, that the funds that were being offered in the fund lineups was appropriate. Kind of a big deal, I thought. I didn't even think twice about doing it because all I would do was offer a fund lineup of Vanguard funds with the stable value fund. And we established in the investment policy statement that the goal of the fund choices was to produce market-based returns less fees, which is a very appropriate goal to begin with and a great way to do that which is simple for the employer and great for the employees, is just to own or just to offer index funds. So this is how I rationalize how I invest. I just want to own the global stock and bond markets, which is what index investors do. They don't have to be global. They can just be domestic. They can all have their own little tweaks with that. But I'm perfectly okay with this. I don't need anything more clever than that. And I know what's going to happen. If the broad markets, the broad stock and bond markets don't do well for the next 40 years, I don't see many people at all doing well either. And I can deal with that. So you're not alone out there. There's plenty of us like you, plenty of us out there like you. And maybe you should, you know, maybe I'll come out with a line of clothing at some point and we can begin to acknowledge each other out in our communities.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.